This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon on Thursday released a video which shows a Russian military jet coming very close to a U.S. military drone, which then crashed over the Black Sea in an incident Washington called unsafe and reckless. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Declassified video released by the Pentagon shows Tuesday's mid-air incident between a U.S. spy drone and a Russian fighter jet in international airspace over the Black Sea. A Russian aircraft can be seen approaching the American Reaper drone, which operators say they then had to crash into the waters of the Black Sea. The Pentagon said the video was edited by the U.S. military for length, but shows events in sequential order. U.S. officials had earlier described how two Russian jets first harried and dumped fuel on the unmanned vehicle before the eventual collision, which is not shown on the released video. The incident prompted a rare direct call between military leaders in Washington and Moscow.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Meanwhile, Poland became the first NATO country to dispatch fighter jets to Ukraine, agreeing to send four Soviet-made MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine's forces in the coming days. The U.S. and other Western allies so far have balked at Kyiv's request for attack jets. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Thursday $150 million in new humanitarian assistance for Africa's Sahel region, saying it would provide life-saving support to refugees and others impacted by conflict and food insecurity.
We're committed to continuing to invest in the resilience of democracies to a wide range of threats and challenges, from corruption to disinformation.
Blinken made the announcement during a visit to Niger. He said the aid would address needs in Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, and Mauritania. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has imposed a highly unpopular change to the nation's pension system, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote from Parliament. His risky move is expected to trigger motions of no confidence in Macron's government. And the European Central Bank has raised interest rates again. Bank Chief Christine Lagarde said policymakers are watching events on financial markets very closely. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The European Central Bank is pressing ahead with rate hikes despite the turmoil on global stock markets. On Thursday, it raised its benchmark rate by another half a percentage point to 3%. Only a few days ago, that had been seen as all but certain, but doubts had crept in after the rout in global bank stocks, sparked by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and worries over the survival of Credit Suisse. ECB Chief Christine Lagarde said stubbornly high inflation meant the bank had to press on with hikes. But she said policymakers were ready to respond if the situation changed.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Wall Street's main indexes ended firmly in positive territory Thursday after some of the country's largest lenders came to the rescue of embattled First Republic Bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reassured Americans that, in her words, our banking system is sound. Thousands of people marched through Athens on Thursday as part of a general strike in response to the country's worst ever rail disaster last month. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The general strike in Greece was called in response to a rail disaster last month. Protests across the country have grounded flights, kept ferries to the Greek islands at port, left public hospitals running with emergency staff, halted public transport services, and led to class cancellations at state-run schools. Unions have rallied behind railway workers' associations who've staged rolling walkouts since the head-on train collision in northern Greece February 28th that left 57 people dead and dozens injured. The government, facing parliamentary elections before the summer, says rail services will restart on March 22nd and be restored gradually through April 11th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A U.S. Senate panel has said on Thursday that the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, needs more air traffic controllers to address rising passenger demand amid investigations into a series of recent runway incidents. A series of aviation close calls has sparked alarm and raised questions about the safety of the air system. Australian Blake Johnston on Friday smashed the world record for the longest continuous surfing session. He said he felt pretty cooked. After catching waves for more than 30 exhausting hours, he broke down in tears after beating South African Josh Elson's previous record of 30 hours, 11 minutes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.